Cecilia's luck ran out before she had completely immobilized the patrol. A flechette holed her suit. The automatic set foam shut off the vacuum leak, but before she could do anything, another mutineer's riot weapon wrapped her in tangle tape. He held the trigger down until she was entirely covered and motionless. Then she judged by the nauseating rotation that they were using her for cover as they advanced on the loyalists by the shuttle bay. The rotation went on and on. She willed herself not to vomit in the suit and tried to pretend she was jumping a series of no-strides with her eyes closed for some reason. It seemed an eternity before the rotation stopped. Cecilia woke to find herself being yelled at by someone from a great distance.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
She's awake. Get the rest of that stuff off her suit.
What stuff?
Then Cecilia began to remember. The fall out of FTL, then the capture, then the mutineer's ship, then the attempt to escape.
I hope you're the good guys.
Well, we think so.
Chief Jones.
We're in a troop shuttle off the ship, but we have a little problem.
Oh? Is Miranda all right?
No. She refused to leave. They were one suit short.
She got Anseli out, didn't she?
Cecilia could just see a blur of light swiping back and forth across her suit's faceplate, as if someone were cleaning it of the opaque glue.
Yes, and told Kouras to get out, and Kouras did.
Good decision. Can you get me out of this suit?
Once we get the tangle stuff off it.
Cecilia emerged from the confines of the suit feeling as sweaty and dirty as if she'd just ridden a major event. The troop shuttle's interior looked stark and unpromising. A long open space with racks along the sides for weapons and suits and other equipment she didn't recognize. Several of the survivors of the breakout were wounded, propped on pieces of suit, being tended by their fellows. Chief Jones beckoned Cecilia forward.
The problem we have, Sarah, is that not one of us is qualified to pilot this thing, or any other ship. We were hoping you could, but you were so tangled up when we found you that we didn't dare wait. We had one sergeant who had a license for a surface to orbit before he joined fleet, but he hadn't passed the fleet aptitude test and hadn't handled anything like this. He got us out the door, but he's unfamiliar with the navigation system and hasn't a clue what to do next. You're qualified, right?
For a ship like my own, yes. For this one?
Cecilia looked around and bit back the suggestion that they should have asked her what she could pilot before picking a ship.
I suppose you took the one nearest the hatch.
Yes. There's an automatic launch that sort of throws them out. This was sitting on it, so I was hoping...
I had somehow acquired proficiency in flying fleet combat troop shuttles. Well, I suppose I can try.
Are you sure you weren't ever military?
Not me. But it wouldn't do me or any of us any good for me to sit here howling, now would it?
Despite Harris's sense of urgency, she took her flotilla through the intermediate jump points with all due caution, checking Ansible activity along the way. Nothing more from the Ansible at CX-42H, and the only word from HQ was, proceed with caution. Harris would like to have arrived at CX-42H in an off-axis insertion, but the erratic planetoid made that too risky. So she ordered a textbook insertion and hoped the mutineers, if they were there, hadn't had time to mine the entrance. She missed Kutsudas most at times like these, when insertion blur robbed her of eyes at the moment they were most vulnerable. But the scan finally cleared. It had been only a couple of minutes, after all. And the navigation board came up with a perfect match for the chart, except that the erratic planetoid was a degree off from where it should have been.
Ship?
One. Mass is a cruiser. No ID yet.
Mutineers could have disabled the ID.
No fleet cruiser should be here. The last Ansible download had given her all cruiser locations in this sector, and this wasn't one of them.
What's its course?
It's zero acceleration relative to system, Captain. Drives appear to be shut down. They may be trying to lie doggo.
Thank the gods for small mercies. Weapons?
Nothing lit, Captain.
Is that the only vessel in system?
The only thing that size. The search program's on.
Indefatigable continued its own deceleration in company with its companions.
Captain, I have a tentative ID.
Go ahead.
It's based on just the mast data.
Go ahead.
Well, it's the same class as the Bonar Tig. We have to get a lot closer before I can be sure.
Our beacon's transmitting, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So unless they're all dead over there, they know we're here and who we are.
If their scan's working...
Why wouldn't it be? You want to bet our lives on the notion that they have even their passive scan shut down for some reason? I don't. When will we be in tight beam distance?
40 minutes, Captain. There'll still be a light lag, of course.
That's all right.
Harris considered. If she blew them away without hailing them, which she was inclined to do, she would have to pick up debris proving they were a mutineer ship or she'd be in worse trouble. Officially, at least, being caught by surprise would be the worst. If she hailed them by tight beam...
Captain, Ansible Flash.
Here? What is it?
Local origin, this Ansible, and it's... Oh my god.
The message, please.
Sorry, yes, Captain. It's to be transmitted to any fleet unit querying any Ansible. It's on a 2-hour repeat. Danger blue, danger blue, danger blue. Mutineer fleet, this location on 23-4. That's today, Captain. Ship names include Bonar Tig, Wingate, Matai, Saracen, Endeavor. Attempting to disable Mutineer flagship. Execute code 0. Repeat, execute code 0.
Harris let herself breathe again. Someone on that ship, several someones it would have to be, had just committed suicide. But their deaths would save many.
Weapons, lock on that ship. Give me a solution.
We're still too far out.
I know, but there's some urgency. We're going to microjump closer. Any other ships in the system yet?
There might be. Nothing as big as the other named ships.
They've left, but the Loyalists don't have that information.
There's this little something. Yes, it's really little, about the size of a troop shuttle.
Mutineers escaping a disabled cruiser, or Loyalists who had managed to escape the mutineers. Either way, I'd prefer not to destroy it.
Weapons, we want to take out the cruiser and not the troop carrier. Where's the best location? Nav, heads up on this and prepare to microjump.
While they calculated, Harris tight-beamed her captains on the other ships and sent them out on search. The weapons officer and navigations officer presented their plot.
Here, Captain.
Do it. And I want a firing solution the instant we come out, and then immediate fire.
A split second later, the screens blurred and cleared again as they micro-jumped. There was the blunt ovoid of the cruiser, showing no activity in drives or weapons or active scan. From this distance, they could get a positive ID. It was the Bonar Tig, last reported on Copper Mountain. The combat troop shuttle was larger than the shuttle Cecilia had taken up from the surface of Xavier that time, but the cockpit, when she reached it, looked much the same. The sergeant had chosen the right-hand seat. He gave her an anxious look as she edged past a console covered with knobs she didn't recognize and took the pilot's seat.
You can fly this, right, Sarah?
We don't know yet. I certainly never trained in it or anything nearly as big.
At first glance, the screens, buttons, dials, and controls were a confusing blur. She forced herself to look at them one by one. She recognized the rate of climb indicator, and then the roll and bank next to it, where it should be.
We're under power?
Yes, Sarah, just 5%. I didn't dare go faster.
Percent power, percent fuel remaining, flying time at this fuel usage, all in the right relation, which meant that here would be the onboard power supply, and there would be the artificial gravity indicators and controls. Something in the right place looked like a scan screen, but it was dark.
Did you try scan?
No, Sarah. I don't know anything about scan.
Under power, flying blind. You have scan experts, Chief. Get someone up here to handle scan while I figure out the rest of this.
Cecilia ignored the scan screens, found the attitude controls, and then the primary navigation system. It was off. She flicked it on, and a screen came on, showing much the same display she'd seen from her own ship. From a different angle, but she recognized it. There was the mass of the system's star. A label popped up, giving its ID number in the catalog. Then another mass, then another appeared, each with a descriptor. Dusty Dirac came up behind her.
Hey, need some help with scan? We need to know who else, if anyone, is in the system. And I've got enough to do learning the rest of these controls.
Gotcha. Do you need Pete right now, or can I switch places with him?
Cecilia glanced over at her co-pilot.
Do you mind?
Not me. I'm way over my depth.
He struggled out of his seat.
See if you can find a manual while you're up.
Harris had finally convinced her of the utility of hard copy manuals, and she hoped the rest of the military had Harris's habit of stashing useful manuals near the places they might be needed. Dusty slid into the co-pilot's seat and started tabbing systems on. Cecilia ignored the results for the moment. She had to decide if she could really get this craft to go where she wanted it to.
Uh-oh.
Chief Jones leaned into the cockpit.
What?
Something big just jumped into the system.
Whose side, I wonder?
Theirs, most likely. We only just got our message out. This is probably one of their people coming to rendezvous.
Cecilia shut her ears to this distraction and located all the controls she was used to from her own runabout. Unfortunately, this craft was missing some she expected. It had no FTL drive, for instance, and had some she'd never seen before. Intended as it was for near-space work, mostly shuttling from orbit to surface and back, its fuel load was far less than she could have hoped. They certainly weren't going to leave the system in it.
How far are we from the ship we left? Oh, about 10 kilometers. Why? How far away should we be for safety if that ship blows up? Blows up? Why would it blow up? Because if that's one of their allies coming in and they can't answer, and they can't because we destroyed their ability, it'll probably shoot them preemptively, won't it?
Cecilia, you continue to amaze me. But let's see, a cruiser under fire, not returning fire, shields down. The fireball will be... We need to be a lot farther away.
Their scans will still be foxed by downjump turbulence. We can move now and they may not notice us. Tell everybody to hang on, in case the artificial gravity does something I don't know how to fix. I'm going to go in system.
Cecilia changed the ship's attitude, then advanced what she hoped was the throttle.